Today on Hands-On Photography, I'm going through my inbox of messages. You all are so great with sending feedback and comments, and I always like to try to go through and share that information back with everybody on the show. And that's what this week's episode is all about. Stay tuned.
This is Twit.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable, as always. Appreciate you all joining me here on this podcast. This is a show where I like to sit down and share with you different tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer as well as a better post processor. And also, from time to time, I like to do a bit of a feedback show and go through some of the emails and messages and tweets and all of that stuff that have come in from you, the listener, and share that on the show with your permission, of course. But yeah, that's what this show is all about. So if this is your first time joining, welcome to you and thank you for checking us out and giving us a shot here. Now that you're here, do me a favor. Go ahead and subscribe in whatever podcast application you're enjoying this on. Particularly if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can go in there and hit the ratings option to give us a 5-star rating. But it also helps if you leave a comment about the show. That'll further push us up in the ratings and further help grow the Hands-On Photography audience so more people can find out about the show. That's a great way, an easy way to support me and support the show, and I appreciate the support. Now, also, you can check out our website, twit.tv/hop, to see all of our other subscription options over there. We're on YouTube and Spotify and all of that good stuff, so you can subscribe there as well. Okay, so now let's go ahead and get rolling with this week's show. So I've always asked you to send in your emails if you have some image critiques, if you have some feedback. Just send an email to hop@twit.tv. Or just send me a message over on Twitter, just tag me there and we'll go from there. And you all are loyal Hands-On Photography listeners and you do that quite diligently. And I appreciate all of the feedback. So today I'm going to pop through two bits of feedback with you all and we'll just go through it and check it out. So let's go ahead and pull up the feedback from our first listener. All right. This one comes from Jim and it says, "So happy new year and belated Merry Christmas, obviously. Not sure when you'll see this." Yeah, Jim, I think it's February now for the time that I'm getting around to this email. Sorry about that. But anyway, it continues. "Waiting on a train around 5 p.m. today. Got a good shot with my Nokia 7.2 using GCam. Used Snapseed to rotate it slightly. Didn't use the curves tool to enhance what I had. Cropped to a 5:4 aspect ratio for Instagram. Not sure what else I could do to make it better, but open to suggestions." He also writes, assumes British accent. You have my permission to view, display, and edit my photos presented in this email. Jim. All right, so let's take a look-see here at this image that was sent in. I have his photo pulled up inside of Lightroom. So let me see if I could share Lightroom with you all. And there's the image. And something that I need to point out, I wrote here in the file name Merely Jim, because that's Merely Jim over on Twitter. So give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at that handle. I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but he's actually one of my favorite people on Twitter that I've met through this show. And it's been a great person to interact with and chat with and just talk photography or general stuff here and there. He's a pretty cool cat. So thank you for your support, Jim. But anyway, this is the photograph. He asked, "Well, what can you do to make it better?" And when I saw this, the first thing that I thought about was my pet peeve, the horizon line. You all know, if you're going back to the previous episodes, you know I love to have the horizon line perfectly straight in your photographs when you're dealing with landscapes like this. And he nailed the horizon line being straight. Even better, he has a pretty awesome vanishing point because of the angle that he shot this at. You know, it's not particularly up high. It's not particularly super duper low. It's just right. And it gives you a bit of a bullseye effect going into the image straight at about just above the upper half on this shot. And it's beautifully done. What can you do better on it? That depends. You know, our one of my favorite photographers, Mr. Rick Salmon, he says that a lot. You know, it depends, because it really does depend. It's what is your end goal on this image? Is this something that you just want to post as just a time of day snapshot, if you will? Then that's it. You leave it as it is, because it captures a moment in time. Post it on your social media, Instagram, Twitter, Flickr, what have you. Then there, you've achieved that goal. Do you want to make this something that is print worthy? Then maybe make sure all of your details are nice and crispy and sharp. And in this instance, yeah, this is a very, very sharp image. Not a lot of artifacting going on, not a lot of noise. The color looks great. Saturation looks great. This would be a really nice print. But you do have to consider some other things from a compositional standpoint. And there's two things that stand out. In my opinion, if you're trying to make this a print, there's a couple of things that I think should be addressed right out the gate. Because if you're making it a print and you're going to put this up in someone's wall somewhere, you want them to notice the main idea of this photograph. And in my opinion, the main idea of the photograph is that beautiful sunset and the vanishing point. So let's make sure that's where our focus is going to go as a viewer. And in this shot, unfortunately, my focus went right here at about on the right side of the frame, where the gravel doesn't fill in on the ground like the rest of the scene does. It just sort of stands out. Now, granted, Jim, I know you have some superpowers and stuff, and I know that gravel not being there isn't your fault, but you can fix that in post with some sort of content aware fill option, whether it's in Photoshop or a cloning option inside of Snapseed. You mentioned using Snapseed. I believe Snapseed does have a cloning option available to sort of fill in that gap there. It doesn't necessarily have to look like it's been, air quotes, Photoshopped. Depending on how you do it, it'll fill in quite nicely, and no one would ever know that piece was missing to begin with. So that's the first thing that got my attention. Next is the contrails from the airplane up here in the upper right of the frame. And I love airplanes. I do. I love listening to Airline Pilot Guy. I love just going out and watching airplanes. But sometimes they do not add to the image. So if it were me, I would do some sort of spot removal or correction on it just to get rid of that contrail, you know, because it's really not helping your image. So let's see if I could do a heel. You know, inside of Lightroom, the heel brush is like the worst tool to do manipulation on photographs. But just painting away those contrails definitely makes a difference, and it's not as distracting. So to answer your question, Jim, first, it depends. It depends on what you're trying to achieve with your photograph. And if you're trying to make this a print, something that you want to share with some folks, put up on the wall or gallery or what have you, I would work on details like that to help sort of clean it up just a bit. And I think you're going to have a much better image. But other than that, I think you did an outstanding job with the tonality and the details on it. Nice work. Very, very good job. Okay, so now let's take a look at our second bit of feedback today. So now this one says, "Greetings, Mr. Pruitt. I hope you, the large jolly fellow, brought you many fun and shiny new items, and everyone had the most wonderful Christmas." Okay, folks, so yeah, again, I am way behind on the emails that come in from everyone. I know this. I own it. But bear with me. Thank you for sending them. Keep sending them. I promise you I catch up. Just wanted to say thank you for all the tips and the insight. Keep up the great work, and looking forward to seeing what comes in the new year with Hop. I've included a few pics for your critique, and you have my permission to use for any instructional demonstration on Hop. Have a most wonderful new year. May the new year be better than last year. Thomas B. It's also at Thomas. No, that's not Thomas. That's at T-Tom. AB, I guess that's how you say that. And he's also on Flickr, so be sure to look him up. Yeah, now this is a very, very kind email. Thank you so much for that. The well wishes on 2021, because we all know how crazy 2020 was, and we're definitely going to move on to bigger and better things in 2021. So let me see if I can get Lightroom open up again and show you the images shared from Mr. Thomas. Here we go. All right, first shot. This one's, it says dinner time, and it is my favoriteest animal of all time, of course, the tiger. Nice image here. I'm assuming he shot this with some sort of long telephoto lens, and pretty good color on it. It's a little soft around the edges, but that's okay. I get the gist of the shot. The color on it really does help some of the details stand out. Nice work. Next one. This one got my attention before the tiger did because of it being in black and white. Look at this histogram. It's just a beautiful wide variant of tonality, or luminosity more so, far as being light and bright and dark in certain spots of this. This looks really, really good. I love the grain that's showing up here in the background. Ideally, some people don't want grain in their images, but for this black and white, I think it really does work for this shot. You still get just enough texture in here to know what you're working with. The energy of the scene, with everybody who's definitely focusing in on this Ford vehicle here and all the smoke. And is that a Ford? Looks like, yeah, it does have the Ford logo on it. Fairlane. Yeah, it is a Fairlane. Okay. But you can see that a lot of attention is on this vehicle with all of the smoke coming around from the tires and stuff. Looks pretty doggone cool. Way to capture the moment. This shot is another car shot. Didn't really strike me much. It's hard to pull something like this off, especially with black and white, especially with the particular lighting you're dealing with, because you're trying to shoot a reflective object with this hood ornament on the car. I appreciate the effort. It doesn't really move me or anything like that, but nothing wrong with you getting your practice on. Lastly, this shot right here. This one hits close to home. Beautiful Yosemite. I am now here in Northern California, and I've yet to go to Yosemite. I'm so close, and I haven't been able to get there yet. And I'm so jealous of you for being able to capture this beautiful landscape image here. This is just perfectly balanced from the horizon line. It's perfectly straight. Composition, I love the balance on it, because nothing sort of leads more to the right, to the left. Everything is just perfectly squared off. The reflection looks great down here. The color tones are great. The cloud has great detail. A lot of times you'll see in landscape photography, people will do a little too much to the sky. And we have all of this sky replacement software out there that will just at a click of a button change the sky in your landscape. And they work pretty good, but sometimes I think people can overdo it. I like that this looks super natural. This looks like it's just the right amount of detail. It's not overly saturated, and it's not, you know, just sort of super duper punchy, but it stands out just the way it should. And the shadows over here, this is a little tough. You know, this is when you start dealing with dynamic range issues, because it's a little bit grainy in there, but that's with me pixel peeping. Most people are not going to pixel peep like that. Look at this image this way. It's absolutely stunning and looks just perfect for someone's gallery and wall. So, hey, Mr. Thomas, you nailed this one. I love what you did with this shot. And man, I'm jealous of you. So one of these days, I am going to be able to get over there to Yosemite and get this shot myself. I hope so. Who knows? Maybe we'll even see you there too. All right. So that is it, folks. That is the feedback for this week's episode. Again, I know I'm way behind, but I'm going to continue to go through those emails, and I'm going to continue to answer them and share the images and information with you, the hands-on photographer listener, just so you can see what other people are doing out there with their cameras. Doesn't matter if it's a smartphone. Doesn't matter if it's a point-and-shoot. Doesn't matter if it's some $10,000 lens. I don't care. Just get out there with your camera and have fun and just create some beautiful art, just like these folks are doing here. Again, if you would like to send over your images for image critique, feedback on what I would do as far as the shot goes from a composition or post-processing or anything like that, shoot an email, hop@twit.tv, or you can just give me a follow over on Instagram and Twitter and tag me there. On Twitter, I am @_Pruitt, and on Instagram, I am @_Pruitt as well. I try to use both of those platforms pretty regularly and check them and try to keep up and with all of my messages and notifications over there as well. All right. If you have any other questions, just reach out. I appreciate all of the support. Go ahead and hop on over to your favorite podcast app and leave me a review and share this show out with other folks so we can continue to grow the hands-on photography community. It really does mean a lot to me, and I appreciate all of the support. All right, so now you all safely create and dominate, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Sometimes the news of the week is best told by the people making and breaking it, and that is the essence of Tech News Weekly. Join me, Jason Howell, along with my co-host Micah Sargent, as we interview the people who are breaking the news that you're probably already talking about. Plus, sometimes we actually get the people who are making the news, the people behind the story. That's Tech News Weekly on twit.tv.